It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Game two of the 25-game season is tonight in Winnipeg, and it's a big challenge for the Sharks. They face one of the best teams in the National Hockey League in the Winnipeg Jets. Drew, last night was a night in which the Sharks were competitive. They did a lot of good things again, but in a sense, the game was a microcosm of the entire season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. A terrific effort, and very few games this year we have criticized the effort overall in the big picture. They had Macklin Celebrini do what Macklin Celebrini does. I thought Tyler Toffoli was terrific last night. Really good goaltending, Alexander Georgiev. You can't blame him for any of the goals. Nothing went through him. He gave the team a chance to win. They played hard. They were physical. But then mistakes led to goals against. They got lost on that 4-on-4. The 4-on-4 ended up being the situation that allowed the winning goal by a guy who doesn't score goals in Hanley. And there was a couple of mistakes made there. Too many penalties taken, and that cost them. The penalty kill is leaking badly. That needs to be fixed. Those mistakes have happened all year long, and they haven't been able to fix them and cure them and eliminate them from their game.
But let's talk about some of the good news. Let's talk about that Celebrini line. Let's talk about how great Macklin was in the game. He had 6 shots on goal. He did absolutely everything, even to the very end of the game when he had that opportunity, and Dustin Wolf made a really nice stop.
Yeah, Macklin's... I try not to be amazed every game, but it's really hard because he is a dynamic player. And, you know, we talk a lot about these players, even when you go back to the Four Nations, the offensive ability of these four players, all these great players, right? We always talk about the offense. But when you look at Macklin's overall game, find me a more complete player on the San Jose Sharks. Find me a more complete 18-year-old in the league, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21-year-old.
How about the most complete player since we've come into this league in 1991 as far as 18-year-olds are concerned?
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that. Maybe Sid?
Maybe.
Maybe. So
not Connor, I don't think.
No, Connor wasn't. Connor had to work on it. Connor is now, but he had to work on it. But, and maybe I don't know if I'm blowing it up too much or not, but I am at every game amazed by him. And I thought he was terrific last night. I thought William Eklund was really good last night. I love William Eklund's game.
Me too.
Tenacious. Talk about a guy who's not very big, a guy that's not very heavy, but plays inside, plays hard, doesn't shy away from hits, goes to hits, works, makes sure he gets pucks to Toffoli. Smart. I love William Eklund's game and the way he plays. And Tyler Toffoli, the vet man, he gets to the front of the net. He has got some set of hands on him.
You know what? I'm going to talk to him about this at some point in the next couple of days. He scored a good number of goals with his backhand. Not too many guys use the backhand, but Tyler Toffoli is not afraid to use it. And boy, that was a nice top shelf, beautiful, and he got it out of the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I said he looked like he hit it with a cricket bat, for crying out loud, because he got so much on it. But here's a guy who's not very fast anymore. He never was really quick, was never really quick.
No.
But he was really smart. He was always smart. And I said last night on the air, I said, he's not as fast as he once was, but he's as smart as he ever was. And Randy goes, what is that, a country song? So, but when you look at it, he's exactly what Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini need to be around. He shows how to be a pro. Nico Sturm shows how to be a pro. Luke Cunningham shows how to be a pro. Mario Ferraro shows how to be a pro. They've got guys around who they can learn from, which is so important. Patty Martel had it with the guys that he had. Jeff Friesen had it, not as well as, say, Patty had it, but the young Marco Sturm, those guys had it when the veterans were around them, and that's the one thing I really look at and have great hope for. And speaking of Will Smith, I thought Will's game got better as the game went on. I thought he was strong yesterday. What, he had 3 really great chances.
The one breakaway, that's a heck of a save.
It was a good save, yeah. And I thought the one-timer, when the pass crossed from Zetterlund, but he was really good. You know, I thought there was a lot of good things to talk about last night. unfortunately, they're still coming up short, not getting that win, and they need to start stacking some wins.
Another little positive we can say is the return of both Nico Sturm and Alex Wennberg, another good pro too, really made a difference, I thought.
Alex has got skill, right? Hangs onto the puck. And you know, we talked to you yesterday about the fact he wants to shoot more. Please.
99 career goals, no goals in 20.
Exactly. And he wants to get that 100, but please shoot the puck because he's got a good shot. And people don't need to hear me again talk about how great Nico Sturm is, but I'm going to anyway because he's absolutely great. The most consistent player the Sharks have had because he's consistent in his preparation. He's consistent in his professionalism.
Well, you also heard Ryan Warsawski the other day say that he thought that when he got injured, Nico Sturm was playing the best hockey of his career, and that's a guy that's won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. And yesterday, great seeing him. I talked to him yesterday after the game. I said, how are you doing? He goes, oh, those first 30 minutes were hard. And I said, yeah, because, you know, you don't – these guys, the rest of the guys are playing, even though they had the break, they've been playing at the high level. Nico's been working out like he does, but you can never replicate the game speed. So he said it was tough, but he got through it, and you know me, I love the guy.
So now let's talk about one other little topic at the start of this road trip that I think is really fascinating. One, Dustin Wolf, the kid from Gilroy, had a fantastic game last night. I mean, he really is showing great athleticism. And tonight, they're facing Connor Hellebuyck, who's maybe the best goalie in the game right now, perhaps. Two goaltenders that were totally unheralded. One of them played for the Everett Silvertips. That was Wolf, after coming out of the L.A. Junior Kings organization. And then on the other side of the continent, you had Hellebuyck playing at University of Massachusetts Lowell, which has produced NHL players. I mean, Ron Hainsey is a good example, but not exactly a goaltending factory. What is it about these goaltenders that were missed by all the scouts?
Great, eh? It's a great question. Dean Lombardi used to talk about the fact of, you know, it's not an exact science drafting. And he said that there's always one or two, you go back and you look and go, oh. I'm wondering if it's because it's goaltending and because it's such a volatile position, and it's a position where I don't know how many scouts, GMs, directors of team performance understand the position. And it's a position where we see, as guys like, well, Connor Hellebuck's situation, is that, yeah, he was good, but do we know a goalie's going to be great? I mean, how many goalies come out right out of junior or right out of college and they're going to be great?
Almost none.
Yeah, Carey Price, maybe, maybe. But what, like, Carey's great, Hall of Famer, absolutely deserves it, but never was able to win a championship, you know. So when you look at these goalies that come out, it's a position that takes a long time to master. It's like golf, maybe you never master it. But here's one thing I'll say about the goaltenders. Every goaltender that's come in to the San Jose Sharks since Thomas Speer has been the goalie coach, has improved. And I think that's the one thing. Goaltenders work on their game better than anybody and more than anybody in the league in any position. And there's no practice ever. Practice power play, penalty kill, 3-on-3. You practice everything, but you never ever look at the goaltenders and go, what do you guys want to do today? What do we need to work on? Goalies are just thrown to the wolves and go, there you go. So they have to be really dedicated to their profession and their position in order to be, I believe, as good as they can. And maybe that's what it is with Wolf and Hellebuyck.
Well, Vitek Vanacek's going to have to be focused tonight as the Sharks are taking on a team that's won 9 straight games. The Winnipeg Jets are absolutely flying. They've got every single cylinder really flowing, and they beat the Sharks 8-3 the last time we visited here on a back-to-back game. So here we are once again, the Sharks having to take on a great team. It's going to be nationally televised in Canada on an Amazon Prime game. And, of course, we'll have all of the action right here on the Sharks Audio Network with Alex Stalock joining me with his goaltender analysis of tonight's game starting at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And so, until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.